Okay, I'm here.
Hi, Jill. So Jill's joining
Hi.
Me from Georgia. Thanks for joining me tonight. I appreciate you being here. So, Jill, can you share a little bit about your story, where you were when we first started working together? And you were in pretty bad shape when we started working together.
I really was. Can you hear me okay?
I can. You're doing great.
Okay. Yes, I was in the bed like probably 14 to 16 hours a day. And even though I was in the bed, even if I slept, I wouldn't wake up refreshed. I couldn't function, basically. I couldn't lift my head off the pillow. I had a lot of joint pain, of chronic fatigue, and it was horrible. I mean, it was miserable.
Now, this has been going on for quite a while. And what were your doctors, what were they recommending that you do?
They were pretty much baffled. They tested me for rheumatoid arthritis. They tested me for lupus. They tested me for all kinds of different, things. And then after the test came back negative, they sent me to a rheumatologist who diagnosed me with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. And basically they were like, we don't really know what to do. My rheumatologist said, just go see your primary care physician, they can help you. I go to my primary care physician and told them what I was diagnosed with, and they were like, well, we don't really know anything about that. So they didn't really know what to do. I had all kind of digestive issues. They ran all these tests and, hardly could find it. They told me I had irritable bowel syndrome and things like that, but they just couldn't really help me. I just was always in pain.
So what led you, because this is always, I think, a big reach for a lot of people, but when you reached out to me in June, what was it that led you to seek me out and do a phone consult?
Well, this girl that I know has a lot of the same issues as me, and she had been seeing your ads or, pop up online on Facebook, and she knew that I was suffering, and she forwarded me some of your webinars and some of, your videos that would be on Facebook. And so I started watching them, and I thought, this makes sense. This is the first thing I have seen or heard that makes sense to me. And it was things that I was kind of already thinking, like being like a spiral, like things spiraling out of control. One thing could lead to this and this and this, and it made sense. And that's why I contacted you, was because I'm a smart person, and I knew that what you were saying would help. I had nothing to lose, basically, and I thought that it would really work. So I called you. My husband was pushing me too to call you, because he was miserable that I was miserable. He was felt so bad for me, so he pushed me too.
So when we first talked, you had shared with me the chronic fatigue and the fibromyalgia and diverticulitis and problems with anxiety and low moods and overactive bladder and degenerative disc disease and tingling in your hands and feet and fast heart rate and then several other things, infections, and then you wrote on here, and the list goes on and on and on. And I remember when we were talking that day just how miserable you were. And I think I share with you, as I do with all the patients, that I don't accept every patient. I only accept patients that I feel pretty confident that I can help. And I knew you were going to be a challenge, but what I also heard in our interview was just that you were determined to get well. And that's really all I needed to hear, because I knew that what the doctors were doing wasn't going to work and that we had to do something different.
Yeah, it almost makes me want to cry when you read all that stuff, because I have been feeling good for so long now that, I've been with you, that that starts to fade from your memory. And now it's brought back all of a sudden these things, and I'm like, oh, no, that was horrible. And it just, I relived some of it just thinking about it. But, yeah, I was miserable. I had all those things, even things like the degenerative disc disease. They say, well, part of fibromyalgia is your neck and your back and all these things. Well, it's just because of, one thing leading to another, like being deficient in one thing can cause your bones to break down, but it's all, it's a systemic thing. it all goes together. So now that I know, you know, what I'm deficient in, when you've, you know, helped me determine where I was lacking in certain areas, those things have led me to be able to address each problem one by one. I was on 12 medications when I first came to you, like Toviac for my bladder, and they had me on Lyrica, and, you know, they had me on Diflocan, I think it was, and they had me on stuff for arthritis in my shoulders, you know, things like that, and had me on all these medicines, and I was actually getting worse, and I was getting worse and worse. And when I, you know, came to you, I was basically at my wit's end. Even my husband was like, I don't know how much longer she would have lasted spiraling, you know, downhill like that. But, but I've come off of all of those medications. I'm only on one, and that's my thyroid medication.
Right,
and I'm on that booster that you gave me so I could see myself maybe getting off of that eventually. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I'm on right now, is that one
medication. Yeah, so tell me, when we first started the pain, you had... It was all over pain. I mean, it was everywhere. So there wasn't a place really that wasn't bothering you. So tell me about your pain when we first started. Tell me a little bit about the pain.
My pain was in all of my joints, my wrists, my thumbs, the joints in my thumbs, my fingers, my back, my neck, my lower back, my knees, my ankles. I mean, I had pain everywhere. Along with the chronic fatigues, I would lay in the bed, and all I could think about was how everything hurt. And even just spots, like in the middle of my arm, like the size of a dime, just in a certain spot, it would just ache in a weird spot. Mm-hmm. You know, I just had pain everywhere.
And then, so tell me about your well. Let me know before I get to the punchline, because this is so good. Tell me, you know, so your energy was really, really bad, and you just shared that, you know, a lot of times you're in bed, sometimes 16 hours a day because you just felt so bad. And you shared with me on the questionnaire that your energy was a 1, but really, I don't even, you know, I think when we talked, I said, I don't even know if you're a 1. I don't know if you're that much energy, because most of the time, I think, if I remember right now, when we talked, you were pretty much in bed because either due to the pain or just no energy.
No, yeah, and like I said, a lot of it was the no energy, because I couldn't, I couldn't function. I would be in my house coat. If I did get up, I would walk around. I didn't work for a couple of years because of it. I always had, you know, a job where I was active and did, but I never really felt good even then. Like, even when I had those jobs, I was getting worse and worse over the years, and I would not be able to really function, and then, you know, it just hit me to where I couldn't do anything. And so I would walk around in my house coat at home, and I mean, to me, if I got out and got the mail, that was such a big accomplishment. Like, the fact that I went outside and walked to the mailbox was like, like, you know, that was a big deal for me. Even to go outside and water my flowers, I would be so sad just looking at them die on the front porch, and I couldn't even go outside to even water my plants. Just things like that. And,
wow.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's just horrible. Yeah, but, you know, now I'm working and thriving, and, oh, my Lord, I just can't believe it. I feel great, and I'm just... amazing.
It is amazing, because for the people listening, that they don't have the advantage that I do to see the metamorphosis that you've undergone over the last 6 months. And what they don't know is how, where you were, I mean, just the your voice, just the energy in your voice, you got that spark back. And then to see your pictures where you were, which they don't have that luxury, you know, they will, but the pictures that you've shared with me, where you were before and where you are now, and so, you know, really don't have any pain. And then you shared with me that you started walking a while back, and you're walking 3 miles a day, and then you got up to 6 miles a day. And next thing I knew, you were telling me you're interviewing for a job. Yeah, so.
I know, it's amazing. Well, I will tell you one thing that's real exciting for me is that, and this is a credit to you, is when I first started coming to you, I would go up, you know, you would send me up to get things, like you would say, the things that you didn't have in your line, like, you need to go get this herb, or you need to go get this. So I would go up to the herb shop up here in Cartersville, where I live, and I'd go up there. I started out in my pajama pants and a sweatshirt. It was good for me just to get out of the house. I was, okay, if I can just do this, I'll be good. I'd go up there. Well, they saw me consistently getting better and better. And one day the lady saw me, and she was like, are you the same lady that last time you came in you had? And I was like, yeah, that's me. And she goes, you look great. What are you doing? And I was like, I'm with this doctor in Birmingham, and he's helping me. And she just couldn't believe it. Well, they offered me a job. That's where I work now, is the herb shop, because they gave me a job up there because they saw me get better and better. And they wanted me to be a testament to people that you can, you know, beat these things and you can get better. And so that's where I'm working, and I'm very active and just love it. But it's all due to getting with you.
Well, it's incredibly satisfaction for me, because not only did I play a role, you know, thank the good Lord, in helping you get where you're at now, but now you're passing that on. I mean, your enthusiasm, and then you're being the role model, just like you shared. I mean, that's just fantastic. So that right there makes me feel really, really, really good. Well, tell me now. So you had all kind of issues. I mean, we could talk for an hour, but you're doing so great. But I mean, when we first started, you had a lot of stomach issues. We had to work on that and the yeast. And to your credit, you were on a candida diet, I think, right when we started, and then you even before then, I think a little bit before then. And then when we found some issues with your stomach, and but you've lost quite a bit of weight on the anti-inflammatory diet.
Yeah, it's like 30 pounds.
Yeah. And as I always say this, I mean, I always have to say this, it's not about the weight loss. It's about getting healthy. So I have just as many patients who don't need to lose weight. But for those patients who have a real sluggish metabolism, they realize this, they just don't feel as good carrying around that extra 20, 30, some patients, you know, 100 pounds or more. And by losing that weight, you see your energy go way up and your pain go way down.
Yes, and that's what happened. And also, getting back to the yeast thing, is you honed in on some things. Like they would do a blood panel on me and test me for these things, but they weren't testing me for the right things. When I came to you, you were like, okay, we need to test you for this, 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 and this. And have you ever been tested for that? And I said, no.
Right.
And you hit the nail on the head with these panels of me being so deficient. They might have tested me for my iron, but they weren't testing for what really they needed to be testing for. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like ferritin. Like they, things like you were testing me for things that the doctor never thought of, so they were never going to get to the bottom of it because they didn't know what to test me for. And so things like that. But yeah, my weight, and I know you hold the inflammation in your fat cells. And so getting rid of that extra weight has made me just, like when I'm outside walking, I feel like I'm like walking on air, like all my bones used to hurt and joints and everything. And now yesterday I'm just walking and feeling so good and praying and thanking you. And I mean, it's just a miracle, really.
Well, it is, you know, I think it is a miracle, and it's a miracle that you were proactive enough to reach out. And I think it's all a testament to you and God that you know, that you hung in there and you didn't give up. I think so many people, unfortunately, they just give up and they buy into this whole idea that you can't ever feel good again. And unfortunately, I think that is the case for some people, but that's not the majority of people, and certainly not the majority of people that I come across. They'll do the things.
Work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But people want to come in there, and then they'll almost, not all of them, but some of them, you have a handful that say, there's no way. There's no way you beat this. There's no way you really had fibromyalgia, you know, this and that.
Yeah.
And I think they bought into the fact that this mentally, that they can't overcome it because they don't know how to get help and nobody really knows how to help them. They bought into the fact that this is the way it is for them. And it's really, that's why I give them your information. Like, please just watch these videos. Call him. Please just get with him, because you can, you know, get better. But there's only so much you can do to help people. But some people just buy into it, think they ever want to get better. But if somebody like me that started feeling that way and they want to get better, they will get better by getting with you.
Yeah. Well, so tell me, Lisa, what would you share with those folks that are listening tonight just about your story, just about your experience of where you were and working with me over this last 6 months, and what would you recommend? What would you want to share with them?
Well, I would just say that, I mean, I know that there's people that were in worse shape than me, than I was, but I mean, it would have to be, they'd have
not
to be pretty bad.
Not a lot.
They'd have to be pretty bad. I mean, I was people that have certain issues. I don't want to say I feel worse than you do, but I was really, really, really bad. And I would just say that, you know, just take the first step and just have an open mind, and that just go into it and, you know, knowing that you will get better. You just have to have confidence and faith. I guess I'm not really, is that what you, I'm not sure, like.
No, whatever your heart's telling you to share, I just, you know,
I just want people to, know that they can get better, because I'm online a lot, and I see these things people post, and I was telling you this on our last phone consultation, but there's a site about fibromyalgia where they sell these things, like these little purple butterflies, because that's their symbol. That's what the fibromyalgia symbol is. It's purple, and it's this butterfly. And these people are buying this stuff. And, you know, it hit me one day. I was like, you know, that's pretty, but I'm not buying that. I'm rebuking it. I'm not even acknowledging that I have this. So I posted this thing. I posted a comment on that website, and I was like, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, help you here, but if you would not buy the bracelet and actually try to get help, don't buy into the fact and accept that you have fibromyalgia, just, you know, try to call Dr. Murphy. Don't buy the bracelet. Call Dr. Murphy. And then, you know, they're like, oh, well, you know, you can't reverse it. And so I'm just like posting your website. And I'm trying to share that with people. But that's what's really in my heart, is don't buy into it. You know, I don't have this. And like you say, fibromyalgia is just a word. It's a list of, like, I had about 30 conditions. And it's just all of those conditions. They just put a name on all those conditions that you have. And you can hit those conditions one by one and start, you know, fixing the joint pain, fixing your stomach because it's bloated, because you might have yeast overgrowth, or, you know, all these things have to be hit by one by one. And that's what you did, was you tackled each condition and got rid of each one. And, you know, and so that's what causes fibromyalgia, is all these different conditions together. So you got to get to the root of the problem, not mask it with, like, Lyrica, because that's just suppressing your immune system. You're not getting better. You're getting worse by doing that. Mm-hmm. You've got to get to the root of the problem, or you're never going to get well. So that's really what's in my heart to say.
And I couldn't have said it any better. That trained you well.
You know, you would send me in the mail, you would send me tests. I would go have the test done, and you would say, well, this is the problem. This right here is why you can't get out of bed. You have your adrenals are shot. You know, mm-hmm. You have your iron is you know, your ferritin should be a 50 and it's a 2.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, you're on the verge of needing a blood transfusion. No wonder but your doctor's telling you you're fine. Oh, you're fine.
Right.
They were like, eat some more chicken and eat some cereal, and you'll be. That's what they told me. Cereal and chicken to get my iron. So I was just, I was in one of those things where I was like, oh gosh, you know, God, please help me. And I was led to you, and I'm just telling you, it's just the greatest thing. Besides marrying my husband, this is the greatest thing I've ever done. Was and he's here, by the way. I've got him on the.
Hey,
with me every way through this.
He's just great. Hey, Luke, how are you?
You're awesome. I'm sorry we had cut a couple of our phone calls short on a three-way, but you have no idea how much I appreciate getting my wife back and through your test panels and getting everything dialed in with her. You have no idea. So thank you, sir.
He said I can go fishing with him now. Lake, he got a boat, and I can go fishing with him. And before, I couldn't even get out of bed on a Saturday to do anything.
Vacation is an option there. That's good.
So I get to spend time with my husband, and he's, like, so happy to have his wife back, he said.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to be talking to you, I guess, next couple of weeks, I think. So I look forward to talking to you then.
You too. And like I said, I hope that everybody listening will get with you and do your program and get better, because it's a real thing. You really will get better and feel a lot better. And I tell everybody I know. So just thank you. Thank you so much for what you've done.
Welcome. Yeah, you're so welcome, and you're so awesome. You're a wonderful person. I'm so
thank
glad that
you.
You're able to get out and people can see that now. I mean, you can share your light and energy with other people, and it was being suppressed. So it's wonderful that you're able to do that.
And I pray to God for the next thing I learn. Please don't let me learn it this way. Let me read it in a book or something. I've learned this, you know, that I can help other people. But I hope the next time it won't be so hard for me to learn something.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.
So I want to thank...